The Bush administration made an unusual request to television networks today. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice held a conference call with executives from CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. She asked them to think carefully before repeatedly broadcasting statements from al-Qaeda's leaders, including Osama bin Laden. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer told reporters that the messages are at best propaganda, but he said at worst he could be issuing orders to his followers, orders Fleischer said to kill Americans. Rick Kaplan is a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and was president of CNN until last year. He says networks must come to their own decisions in a situation like this.
Generally, you'll convene a senior group of network executives and perhaps even an anchor or two, and you'll discuss what the government official is asking for and determine if, you know, what your position is going to be.
Is there generally a sort of reflexive reaction, no, if it's news, we're going to put it out there?
Well, that's generally the attitude that any good news executive has, which is if it's important news and Americans need to know it, we want to put it out there. We don't often get requests from the government to not broadcast or not report something. It's very, very rare.
Well, in your time as a network executive, did you get such a request? Do you recall a circumstance in which this kind of request made sense to you?
Yeah, actually, I do recall a couple. One of the most obvious one is during the Gulf War, members of the first Bush administration called in and asked that Chris Wallace stop reporting where the Scud missiles were landing in Tel Aviv because he was, in effect, acting as a spotter for Saddam Hussein, and that made perfectly good sense to all of us, and it was just a matter of then reporting either just the event that was happening but not being quite so precise.
When you're dealing with wartime events that are happening someplace else, or you're dealing with military people whose job it is to be at risk, I wonder if that is different from what has happened here. Here, civilians in the United States were attacked. Does that change anything, do you think, in the thinking of people who make these kinds of decisions?
Well, certainly you're going to take all of that in consideration because, you know, we have a responsibility to serve citizens, and the situation that we're in certainly does have an impact on the kind of decision you might make. In this particular situation, I don't understand what the National Security Advisor is really thinking when she makes the request she makes, because this is a statement that was played on Arab television and is being broadcast throughout the Arab world. And what is simply being done here is that Americans are being informed about what the rest of the world is hearing. And it just doesn't make any sense at all, in my view, for American networks to, you know, censor that kind of information. I mean, she can't possibly believe that somehow hearing bin Laden's people calling for more terrorism or threatening more, that somehow that's going to break the spirit of the American public or change the way the American public feels or inhibit our actions. I mean, I can't believe that that's on her mind.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Rick Kaplan is a fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard.